You're listening to RN Breakfast, and Kevin Rudd's public support yesterday for gay marriage prompted the Australian Christian Lobby to accuse him of supporting, quote, a new stolen generation. Its managing director, Lyle Shelton, says Kevin Rudd, quote, ignores the consequence of robbing children of their biological identity through same-sex surrogacy and other assisted reproductive technology. These comments outraged Finance Minister Penny Wong, who has a daughter with her same-sex partner.
This sort of bigotry really has no place in modern Australia. Regardless of his views on marriage equality, same-sex families exist and we have children. And our children are loved and our children are cherished and they deserve far more than the sort of peddling of prejudice we've seen from Mr. Wallace and his colleagues today.
Senator Penny Wong. Well, Michelle Grattan's in our Parliament House studios. Michelle, good morning.
Good morning, Fran.
Now, Michelle, the Christian Lobby, with those pretty ferocious criticism of the notion of same-sex marriage, this lobby has been courted by leaders on both sides of politics in recent elections. Yet this time on this issue, neither the government nor the coalition have taken gay marriage off the table completely. Do you think same-sex marriage will be an issue in this election and beyond?
I think certainly there will be a lot of lobbying in this election. I think it'll be more probably at individual MPs than at a party level, because you have a conscience vote on the Labor side, you have the prospect of a conscience vote in the next parliament on the Liberal side, where Tony Abbott has said that if the party room decides there should be a conscience vote, wants one, then he would go along with that, although he wouldn't change his basic attitude.
Is there any sense of pressure building within the coalition party room on the issue?
I think pressure will build. At the moment, I think neither side really wants this issue refought before the election. We have the Adam Bandt bill, which is due to come up for debate next week. Adam Bandt wants a vote the week after, but people I spoke to yesterday, both Labor and Liberal, really don't have a lot of interest in going over this territory pre-election, because they know that the numbers wouldn't change in a vote. There'd be no chance of the Liberal Party giving a free vote pre-election. But after the election, I think you will see many more Liberals in favour of a free vote, and quite possibly, before too long, a majority in favour of a free vote.
OK. If we had a free vote, Michelle, is it clear that the issue would get through?
I think if we had a free vote at the moment, the issue would not get through, but give it a year or two on and the landscape would quite possibly be changed, especially given the overseas developments.
Michelle, on another issue, and one too, held deeply by some of the community, the issue of gambling and live odds on our television during sporting events. Fairfax newspapers today claim that the Communications Minister, Stephen Conroy, actually set out the principles that govern the new code being put forward by the free-to-air television networks, which would still allow bookies to spruik odds before the games, after the games, in the break of play, though there is pressure from the Labor backbench that will come on the government over this, for the government to ban live odds completely during sporty events. This is a very touchy issue in the community, and one that Tony Abbott is seeking already to put into on the table in this election campaign.
Well, it's extremely touchy and very difficult for the government to handle in these last weeks before the parliament rises and there's an imminent election. I think that there is a lot of pressure on the Labor backbench, and it's quite an irony, really, that gambling has been such a difficult issue for the government all through this parliament. The whole pokies debate, the backbench in that case worrying about going too far, now the debate about gambling and sport, and it will be interesting to see how the government deals with this pressure in the coming weeks.
And Michelle, the head of Treasury, Martin Parkinson, gave a speech yesterday admitting his department had struggled with the rapidly changing Australian economy, but he defended the independence of Treasury forecasts. Let's have a listen.
Let me be very clear. Treasury does not provide the government with a range of numbers. Treasury provides its best professional estimate to the government. It is up to the government of the day, and this applies back through history, to do what it wishes with those forecasts. It is not Treasury's name that's on the front of the budget paper. It's the government. It's a government document.
And Michelle, we'll hear more from Martin Pargason a bit later in the program, but does this put an end to the suggestions of political interference in the budget numbers?
Well, not necessarily. This was, of course, an opposition allegation. I think it was from Andrew Robb that Treasury provided the range of forecasts. I think what you're seeing is Martin Pargason very anxious to make sure that the integrity of Treasury is strongly defended in the run-up to the election. The whole question of the neutrality of Treasury has come up time and again, and Dr. Pargason and the opposition have had various exchanges of view, but he was making the point yesterday that when the pre-election forecasts come out, they won't be all that different from the ones in the budget. There'll be some adjustments, but basically there'll be some minor adjustments, but basically they'll be similar. And of course, those forecasts are owned by the Departments of Treasury and Finance. Another wrinkle in this whole matter is that, of course, Dr. Parkinson's own future as head of Treasury is sometimes a matter of speculation under a new government. So it'll be a test, I think, on all sides as to what happens to Treasury in the early stages if there's a change of government.
Caught in the middle. Okay, Michelle, thank you very much.
Thanks a lot, Fran.
Michelle Grattan is Chief Political Correspondent with The Conversation. We'll hear more from the head of Treasury and that speech he gave yesterday after 8.